Welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, direct on my cell phone anytime at 509-396-0577. Once again, I always like to thank the station for keeping the show on the airwaves and going, running the board over there, Mr. John McKay. John, how have you been?
Doing good.
You're surviving the heat wave.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
You know, I'm using 460 air conditioning in my truck, so I can save gas.
I felt prepped from being gone the previous week in Vegas at 115. I actually thought 100 felt fantastic.
115 is crazy.
It was crazy. That's why I felt wonderful all week. And folks, that of course is our resident in-house lending specialist, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how have you been?
You know, I'm great, and I love this weekend. We got 4th of July coming up, and looking forward to the festivities.
Well, yeah, it's always a good time, a great time to hang out with family, get that extra day there for sure. I got to tell you, Tom, I loved previously this week, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little more as we get through some of our normal segments, but I loved the email you sent out this week that said, "Thank you, Great Britain, for our low rates." So, yeah, rates are...
And then I immediately get some replies saying, wait, how does that affect our interest rates? So,
yeah, well, good.
We'll talk more about that today.
That's a good email, for sure. Well, we always like to start off with kind of our crazy national residential real estate story. And this week, it was interesting. If you remember the movie, the home that was featured in the movie back in the 90s, Father of the Bride. And so that's when you had Steve Martin out mm-hmm. there with the daughter, and they were playing basketball in that basketball court, and they kind of had the wedding shenanigans going on. Well, that house has hit the market. That is over in California, of course, where many of these stories come from. And that house, 4,300 square feet, on the market for just a mere $2 million. Actually, $1,998 to make you feel good.
I was thinking it was going to be higher.
And your estimated mortgage there, $7,300 a month. Good thing rates have dropped. So not a bad one for sure. It kind of reminds me of just kind of that classic colonial type family house. So that was our crazy movie real estate story of the week there. Locally, we continue to see prices just increasing across the state. I'm hearing stories and getting calls across the state. Recently read an article that in the last 6 months, 37 of our 39 counties have reported, you know, average increase in rates. And so we really are seeing right now still in the state of Washington a high level of increasing prices, and we've had decreased supply. So not as bad as we were 3 months ago, but still a very, very competitive market. So it's interesting, as I was preparing for the show and Tom and I were talking, one of the things that we talked about, and yeah, I think is sometimes overlooked in a hot market like this, what can happen sometimes is people think, you know what, I don't need to do XYZ because it's a hot market, right? Anything will sell. I can just throw it up, and if it's under 150, it's going to sell. Not always exactly the case. There's still a lot to be said for maintaining some staging. And so one of the things that I see more and more is we're in some houses and I'm like, wow, I can't believe, you know, this is what they're asking at this point, and this is how the house looks. So wanted to go over a couple things that even in a hot market, one of the things that can help is there's still going to be some comparison. It's very rare that someone will just look at one house and pull the trigger. So there's still going to be some comparison looking and some comparison shopping going on. And one of the best things that you can always do, and I know most people hear this, but sometimes forget about it, and that is boosting your curb appeal. because even if it's the market like it is now and it's very, very hot, one of the things that happens is most of our showings happen online now. So if you've updated the curb appeal, what's going to happen? The picture that generally shows on all the websites and all of the marketing is that number one front of the house picture shot. And so if you've invested some money to make sure that curb appeal looks really good, that's going to be the shot that hundreds and hundreds of buyers and websites grab and put out in their marketing. So boosting your curb appeal, and it doesn't have to be super expensive stuff. Power washing your walkways in the front of the house before you start showing it. Just that, I mean, we've had our dust storms, we've had some of our rain, and so making sure that that's done is a big one. Also overlooked a lot of the times, we run into this all the time, it's a minor little thing when people drive up, but making sure you have hanging or you've repainted easy to read house numbers. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than people driving by, oh gosh, I wonder which house it is. I can't find it. I wonder what it looks like. Or it's, you know, later in the evening. Having those house numbers really easy to read makes the front of the house look that much better. And then obviously refreshing flower beds. You know, a lot of our clients will go ahead and maybe they have the bark in the flower beds. They'll just refresh it. You know how it looks that first couple of weeks with that fresh brown bark right out of you know, the container. That makes a big, big difference. And even more than that, it really shows up in pictures. Second thing I wrote down that we're always telling people, make sure your front porch and entryway is absolutely in pristine condition. And what happens is there's a key box there. And so most clients, that you get out of the car with your realtor, you walk up to the front door, what happens is it takes a minute or two for the realtor to get the key box open. So naturally, what do you start doing? You start looking around and you're like, oh man, there's a peeling paint there. Gosh, I wonder what the rest of the house is going to look like. Spider webs. And so they're standing there for 1 to 2 minutes, really, really taking an intense look at the house. If you've repainted the front door, if you made sure all the trim is in good shape by that front door, you've got fresh flowers out there. Making sure that porch is as inviting as possible is going to make a huge, huge difference. Third thing I wrote down as we come inside the house is get your house sparkling clean. And I know most people are like, I have to live here. Geez, you know, I can't be a model home every showing. It can't, but having that house clean from, you know, windows cleaned, shining floors, another big one that we run into that people are always amazed about, and I recommend his services, is Steve Paradiso at the Grout Doctor. You know, having the grout in your tile and your bathrooms and your showers cleaned, refreshed, and resealed, it's amazing how that transforms a kitchen and can make a big, big difference when people are looking. And that kitchen is going to be a huge selling point. I mean, they always say, you know, kitchens can sell the houses. And so having that sparkling clean is a huge, huge one. This is not an area that you really want to be skimping on. You really want to make sure that stuff is detailed out. Just like you detail a car, look at it as detailing your house. Now, the other thing, we talked about people saying, I need to live in a house. So there's a balance between clean and lived in. You're exactly right, McKay, and it's a good, good point. So when you're in a house and you walk into a house, if it's completely bare, empty, and there's nothing, it's a little bit of a strange feeling and sometimes hard for people to get over. And a lot of times it depends on the market and depends on the decor. I've seen decor where I've told people, you know, a purely vacant house is not always the best case scenario, but it's a better scenario than we have with all of that stuff in the house. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes maybe stuff is really dated, or it's just a very specific taste that we don't see very often. So kind of striking that balance between clean and lived in, you know, makes a big difference. Having stuff, you know, out on the kitchen, you know, there's a difference between having all your mixers and everything on the counters to maybe just having one or two two things out on the counters. Some of that comes into the effect of staging. Now, if you are just terrible at this, we have some amazing professionals that can help with this. Usually they can do consultations for a couple $100. You know, we walk through the house as agents. I've been through thousands of houses, so we can give good pointers and tips and ideas. But if some of this is a little too much for somebody to do themselves, most of it you can do. I mean, it's very, very simple stuff, but we can always hire a professional to help out with that. So those are just a few of my beginning tips on staging. If you were to just do those items, you would be in fantastic shape. I've got about 10 more tips. I'm sure, knowing how we normally do shows, I'll get through four or five of them. but when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom about what's going on in the lending world, and we're going to talk a little more about staging tips to sell your house.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about some staging tips and what's going on in the market. I'm going to fit in, before we talk to Tom, I'm going to fit in my pick three, because last week we ran out of time. We went over, and everybody's curious about inventory that's out there. And there were a couple homes new to the market, fantastic deals that are right in that sweet spot price range that I just wanted to get out there. One of them is 1541 Merriweather in Richland. This is in South Richland, and it's a three-bedroom, three-bath with a den, 2128 square feet. It was a former model home, borders up to a green belt, so you kind of have extra privacy without having anybody right there beside you. Great, great kitchen, big breakfast bar, beautiful hardwood floors throughout the kitchen. This is a great, great home, and to find in South Richland at $265,000. So fantastic new inventory on there. Another new one that we put on, 5811 Taft in Pasco. This is a three-bed, two-bath Rambler, West Pasco location, 1361 square feet. We talk about finding homes in this price point right now in this market. Very, very difficult. Master Suite has a walk-in closet, private bathroom, and this is coming in at $182,500. So that's one of those ones that's very hard to find right now. Another great one out to West Richland, 323 North 61st. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, and what everybody's always looking for, large shop. 1,759 square foot house, new flooring and paint throughout, wood flooring through the entry and dining room and kitchen. And this price point coming in at $187,500. I mean, you rarely even find a house right now for that price, much less one that has a shop. So great, great West Richland location, 323 North 61st. Go to our website, kenmoreteam.com, if you would like to check out any of those properties. But let's get an update in the lending world and Umpqua. Tom, we talked a little bit at the beginning about, I've seen rates drop and drop and some world events there that definitely had some impact. So I think you're a busy guy right now. What's going on in the lending world?
Yeah, you know, a little over a week ago, of course, Great Britain left the European Union, and some people don't realize that what happens internationally can affect us here locally, and it certainly does, and rates certainly did go down this week even further. When investments and money looks less attractive internationally, that brings money into the United States into safer investments. We're seeing bond prices improve or increase, which also helps rates improve. So that's what we're seeing right now. I didn't think they could get any lower than what they already were. So when I keep coming in this last week and rates almost improving daily, it's an incredible time to lock. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today is rate locks. And we get a lot of these questions on when's the right time to lock? Can I float my interest rate down? So I want to cover all of that. But with the low inventory we have right now, a lot of people are building homes. And one of the biggest concerns from a financing perspective for someone that's going to be building a house is, what are interest rates going to be at the time when the home is done in, say, 6 months or so? So we'll talk about these rate locks and your different options there. Now, a rate lock is a lender's promise to hold that interest rate and a certain number of points or cost for that rate for a certain period of time until your application is done and processed and the house is completed. Now, this prevents you from going through from loan application, which is what happens on day one, to month six down the road or in 30 days, and rates go up and you get a higher rate than what you expected. Now, someone who's maybe right at the top of what they qualify for, one of these interest rate increases during a build could make you no longer be qualified. Or if you went into a house and you're on a strict budget and you're building a house exactly to fit that budget and rates go up, you may now be outside that budget. So rate locks are really important to remove that uncertainty.
That would be a disastrous situation. You're building your dream house. You know, it was close. You've got everything set. You qualify based upon that rate, but you don't lock, or you risk not locking. And then you're a month from finishing, and all of the sudden rates have gone up a half a point, which in the last couple months we've seen them go mm-hmm. a half point. And now your debt to income ratio is off and you can't qualify.
Yeah, and these are real things that can happen. Now, over the last year or so, we haven't had big jumps in interest rates, fortunately. Rates have really held steady, especially over the last several months. But there's going to come a day, there has to, when rates go the other way. And for those people who are in that window and they're building, then they could find themselves in a bad situation if they don't have a rate lock done. So it's definitely important for you to know your options and you know, lock if that's what you choose to do. And I certainly would be my recommendation. People ask all the time, what are interest rates going to do? Nobody really knows. The market is extremely volatile. And just like we saw this last week, something happening in Europe has affected our interest rates here. Now, it's affected it for the good, but that's just an example of how things all over the world can affect what we do here locally and can affect the amount that you write on your mortgage payment every single month. Now, when a client locks an interest rate, I always recommend that they make sure they're happy with the interest rate. Because if interest rates go up and you're already locked in, the lender is not going to take your rate lock away, give you a higher interest rate, and say, well, rates went up, so we're going to charge you a little bit more and make some extra money. That's just not how it works.
Yeah, you would be raving pissed off if that happened. You would not be a happy person.
Absolutely. But consequently, if rates go down, you're already locked in. The bank's not going to just forgive your rate lock and let you float down to the lower interest rate. So it's certainly a two-way relationship. And really make sure that when you lock it in, you're happy with the rate. And sometimes I just recommend people just quit looking at rates because it's going to drive you nuts if rates go down.
Right, exactly.
Now, to get yourself the best rate lock possible, two things that you want to do. Have a really high credit score, or as high a credit score as possible, preferably above 740, and try to have a down payment, because the more you put down, the better loan program you're going to get. Now, I just said seconds ago that you can't float an interest rate down, but that's not always the case. We have an extended rate lock, which I would say 100% of my clients who build execute a six-month rate lock, that allows you to float your interest rate down in the last 30 days of the build if rates are better. Now, how the six-month rate lock works is you go under contract with your builder. The builder tells us, yes, we're going to be done within 60 day, or 6 months. We'll go ahead and lock that six-month rate lock in, and you don't have to worry at all about rates going up. Now, the pricing on that, how that works, is we're going to take the current 60-day pricing, and we're going to add 0.125% to that interest rate. Whatever that current rate is for 60 days, you're going to lock 0.125% higher, and that's your interest rate. But like I said, if rates get better in the last 30 days, you can float down. So when you do a six-month rate lock, you're telling yourself, well, if rates stay exactly the same, okay, I took a 0.125 higher than what I needed to. But when you take that, you're also saying to yourself, but I think rates can at least go up by 0.125% over the next 5 months. And I've been telling people for the last year, it's got to be higher in 6 months, but, you know, who knows?
We were wrong then, and we might be wrong again.
Right.
But yeah, but we're in that territory where pretty soon there should be a change.
So you'll have to just look at your threshold for risk and what you're willing to accept for there. And are you willing to take a 0.125 higher interest rate today, knowing that it could be 0.5% higher in 5 months? But you just never know. But if rates get better, you get the benefit of floating down. Now, we require a 1% deposit at the time of the loss. lock. That's 1% based off your loan amount. It's not a fee. So it's kind of like your earnest money check. You'll write us a deposit. We hold that deposit and then give it back to you at closing. So I really look at these six-month rate locks as a win-win. If you're getting ready to build or you're in the process of building right now, my full opinion should be that you should be locked in. Rates are about as low as they've literally ever been. So great timing to be in the house or in the market for a new home.
Tom, good information there, and very timely with all the building. I mean, this is real stuff because we're seeing so much building going on there. Now, and one of the things that people really need to pay attention to and be watching is that as there's been such a demand with the building, some of the builds are a little further out than they used to be. Some of the builders that used to be able to do a 90-day build now might be at 120 days, or they might be, you know, out to 5 months. So really having that discussion with your builder and then double-checking with your lender to make sure you're locking for the appropriate time period is definitely a discussion you want to be having in the new construction arena.
You know, and we'll even do a 9-month rate lock, Lance, and it's a 0.25% added to the rate versus an eighth. So if I just started building and then my builder's telling me 8 months, I would jump all over personally a 9-month rate lock because I'm getting it for 0.25% higher, but are rates going to be here in 9 months? I don't know.
That's a long time to be guessing on that for sure. So good information. Before the break in the first segment, we went over some staging tips. And a lot of times this is something that can get ignored in a hot market. People are like, why would I stage? You know, everything's selling, you know. But do you want maybe multiple offers and then you'll get over the list price? Some staging up front, even in a hot market, could help make that difference. And, you know, a couple $100 investment and some time invested could net you $2,000-$4,000 over the list price. And that's a real world scenario. Just last week, we had a house that was, I knew, in just a fantastic neighborhood, low supply, great area, but there were some things where we walked through and I said to him, and it was funny with the porch thing. I said, you need to repaint your porch just because over time it's kind of weathered a little bit. You also have a big rock at the front door that says your family's name on it. Well, if they see that it's your house, you know, the Smiths, they're not going to feel like it's their house. So go, I know that's a heavy rock, but go move it into the garage because I don't want them to see it when they walk up. Mm-hmm. And so those are like a couple of the things where, just like we talked about, when they're standing there on that front porch, you want them to envision that as their house and not. So the door knocker that says, you know, home of the Joneses, those are little subliminal things that need to come down when you're looking at selling. And it can push you into that multiple offer. And right now it can also push you above the list price if it's the right house. So another good tip to really look at is take a good look at your floors. A lot of times stairs, carpet on stairs gets worn, a lot of traction on. Does the stair carpeting potentially need to be replaced? At a minimum, does just all of the carpets in the house need to be cleaned before we start showing it? You get to a point where there's just a little too many stains and it just doesn't have that new look again. And right now, with new construction being an option, you're going to be compared to those new construction models that those clients are in. So if you're in the resale arena, having the staging helps your house look like one of those models. And then someone just might make the choice, I don't want to wait the 6 to 8 months right now to build. I will buy this house that was properly staged. The next thing that I wrote down was rearrange your furniture. If you're like most people, you have your furniture arranged around the most comfortable way to watch TV, where the TV is positioned in the living room. Well, that might be great for watching TV, but it might not look very good when you walk in. A lot of times that symmetrical staged look makes a room look that much more inviting. So you need to give up on the comfortable TV watching scenario.
Just for a couple months.
Just for a couple weeks,
or
and
days.
Maybe even a couple days, right? In this market. So rearranging your furniture can also make a big change. And then the last one that I really wrote down to kind of finish with today is some neutral colors. The lime green bedroom was awesome for the teenager and was just really, really cool for them. The bright pink also is another favorite that I see in the girls' rooms. For kids, that stuff needs to be painted to a neutral color. And a lot of times people are like, well, gosh, you know, it's just paint, right? The buyer can, you know, paint that on their own. But it's interesting because when buyers walk through, they're mentally making a category of stuff we don't like and stuff we do like. And you really want to try to eliminate don't like, you know. And so I know it's a small thing and it's just paint, but buyers will be like, you know, I really like that house, but geez, we have to repaint those two bedrooms and the other one is just move-in ready. That could make the difference between an offer or not an offer. So I know a lot of those HGTV shows are awesome and they have, you know, striped walls and crazy paint patterns. But when it comes to reselling, we're trying to appeal to the broadest number of buyers that we possibly can. And that's really where the staging comes into play and can really help make a big difference. Multiple offers, no offer, or potentially over list price. These are the things that can happen with the proper staging. So if you have any questions about that at all, please feel free. Go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us a message. Also, the Pick 3, we have some amazing, amazing inventory coming on the market right now. We also have a bunch of new listings signed that are going to be hitting the market in the next 2 weeks. So some of that really good summer inventory is coming in place. If you want to be under contract on a house and moving before school starts, this is really the month that we need to be busy helping make that happen. Tom, on the lending side, to make sure people are ready to go, how can they get a hold of you?
TomCoinHomeLoans.com or 783-7300.
And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.